I'm unemployed again. Finished on the movie, The Wolverine, today. It's a funny working in the film industry. It's project-based work. It's something that a lot of people don't understand. It's something I didn't understand before I got into the industry 15 years ago, I suppose. When I originally came into the industry, I got there because what I'd been doing in my personal life with my own little model making business didn't work, and I was struggling to find enough work to keep me going. I used to be an industrial model maker and a prototyper, but as many things go, I lost that career because of digital changes. And as a matter of fact, I've lost 3.5 careers because of digital technological changes. And I got into the film industry, and it surprised me because it's project-based work, like I said. And it's not the only industry that does this. There are other projects, other industries that do it, and I think the classic is construction. You know, you might be asked to work on a bridge construction that might take a couple of years, or a high-rise tower or something. So there are plenty of project-based occupations around the place, and the film industry is one of those. I've been working at Fox Studios. I've done 4 films at Fox here in Sydney now over the years. I've done 3 or 4 on the Gold Coast. And it's easy to think that it is just one crew of people stay at Fox and they just work on whatever movie comes through the door. But that's not the way it is. It's the exact opposite. A movie arrives, and it is a production unto itself. And it arrives almost like a military exercise and basically sets up camp in the studio complex. And the art department sets up its construction, its steel, its plasterers, its prop manufacturing. And special effects arrive and set up their steel and their breakaways and their gags and mechanical. And all the different departments arrive and set up. And they do their job for the duration of the exercise. There's initially a period where they're setting up, pre-production. Then there's the shoot period, and it all wraps up. Post-production is editing and visual effects, which we have nothing to do with. So pre-production and production is what we're involved with. And when that's over, we're all unemployed again. That project basically says, thank you very much, and you can go now. And we become instantly unemployed, and we have to find the next project to go on to. Now, in some places around the world, like in LA, I've heard that that work is ongoing because it's just continual. You know, you go from one production to another. That's not the case here in Australia. The work's ended for me, and even though I'm not deeply into the film industry like some of my contemporaries, I know most of them probably won't work, I'm guessing, 4 or 5 months in the film industry, and they'll have to pick up work elsewhere. And I'm assuming that the next project, the next film, comes along in 4 or 5 months. It might take a year, and that's been known to happen, a year or two without any film work. And it makes it difficult to have a stable income, something that most people in the film industry don't have. And that's what burns people out eventually. And that's, you know, one reason why I started moving towards digital technologies and started doing more and more of this sort of thing that I'm doing here with you. But I've just had a stint and I'm now out the other side. So today I'd received notice a week or so ago that today was my last day, but I wasn't 100% certain. And I packed up my gear and helped clean up the workshop, because the whole workshop is going to be demolished and packed away. The people who run the workshop actually own a lot of the equipment, so they're going to put it all in the shipping container. And by Friday afternoon, there will be nothing left. It'll all be swept clean and the entire workshop will be gone. And everybody, all 26 of us, will be gone. And we'll all be variations on unemployed or have moved on to other projects. And that's just the way it is. So for the next period of time, I'm footloose and fancy free. And frankly, I know for a lot of people that's a very stressful thought, especially if you've had a career where you've had continuity of work, and the idea of not having continuity of income and work in the next little while stresses you. I find it absolutely wonderful, because I know that for the next little while, until something else comes along, I'm a completely free agent, and I can just revel in being my own boss, having my own life, and I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll see what happens. So, footloose and fancy free. Oh, by the way, and I just remembered, and it was literally 10 minutes before I finished work, they came up to me and they said that they've been asked not to let anybody go home because there might be some overtime tonight. And I just looked at them and I said, "You're kidding." And I kept packing my gear up and I left. And they were running around with this little panic that was supposed to happen right at the end of the day. So I'm out of there. On to the next part of my life. That's it. Goodbye, the Wolverine.